Wayne Fairbanks, welcome to our worship at the First Presbyterian Church of Fairbanks. I'm Dr. Donald Baird. I'm the pastor at the First Presbyterian Church, and this is the first Sunday after Easter. He is risen. We're going to ride the coattails of Easter into this time of worship, and we welcome you to it. Welcome to all of you from Fairbanks who are a part of this worship today. All of those of you who are with us from the lower 48, welcome to this time of worship. And those who are on the international internet, welcome to this time of worship. We love the Lord at Fairbanks and welcome you to worship the Lord Jesus Christ with us. I'd like to mention that we have a number of activities at the First Presbyterian Church in spite of the fact that this is virtual worship because of the coronavirus. I welcome you into our family room. I sort of feel like I'm giving you a tour of the Baird house. We had our Palm Sunday in my office. We had our Easter Sunday in the living room. And this is our family room. And I welcome you to it as we worship here today. There are, in the First Presbyterian Church in Fairbanks, a lot of activities, many of which are designed for this period of time when we can't leave our homes easily. So we have, for example, a real love for those who are in need, particularly of food, every Wednesday. For those of you who find yourselves with the cupboards getting bare or unemployed, we want to invite you to call the church. The number is in the bottom of the screen, the First Presbyterian Church, on Wednesday morning between 10 and noon, and we will have a box of food waiting for you to pick up and take home between 2 and 4 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. We also have programs for Alcohol Anonymous and a number of others, and we encourage you to join them virtually. And again, the information is on the bottom of your screen. We also have ministries for children and youth. Our children are doing a children's church that'll be constantly updated on almost a daily basis. You can join that by, again, following the instructions on the bottom of the screen. And it takes place not just on Sunday mornings, but also during the week. Our youth group, junior high and high school students, they are meeting daily at 1 o'clock, Monday through Friday, and they have a great program. We have a great program for you under the leadership of David Boer, and we encourage you to identify yourself with that program. And again, the information now is on the bottom of the screen. You may be finding yourself a little bit squirrely, tied down with this coronavirus, not able to get out and continue relations as you normally did. Well, we have small groups for you. There's one now showing on the bottom of the screen that meets on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock, and you're welcome to join them so that your social skills don't get lost as we get past this whole sickness of the nation and the world. I'd like to finally mention that after this time of worship, there is a Bible study you can join at 10 o'clock. It's on the Gospel of Matthew and is being led by Brian Rozelle, and you are welcome to join that Bible study group, and not only increasing your knowledge of Scripture, but also in getting to know new people and enlarging those relations that you may be losing or have lost as a result of the coronavirus. So we have many other ministries. I encourage you to take a look at our webpage and let it be for you a constant reminder of how you can plug in to what's going on at the First Presbyterian Church. Let us now begin our time of worship. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of worship and the gift of the one that we worship, even Jesus Christ. And we ask, O Lord, that as we raise our songs and offer our prayers and read your word, that your spirit will flow among us this day. Your spirit, which has no boundaries, and certainly no boundaries the coronavirus can set up. And so come, Holy Spirit, and receive our joy in Him, the risen Lord. Amen.
Please stand for the call to worship. I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy. Because He inclined His ear to me, therefore I will call on God as long as I live.
The snares of death encompass me. The pangs of Sheol lay hold on me. I suffer distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul.
What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits to me?
I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people.
O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant, the child of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds.
I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord.
I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem.
Praise the Lord.
Please stand for our opening hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today.
Beginning is now and ever.
service where we give thanks for all that God has given us, all the good things that God is bringing to us and encouraging us to do as well. We respond with joy. We respond with thanksgiving. We respond by giving the first fruits of what we have, our time, our talents, our treasure. And so, once again, would encourage you to continue to give as you're able. You can give at FairbanksFirstPres.com or at the church office. You can mail in your check as you like, or whenever you're able to. We appreciate your support, and no matter what your economic situation is right now, we certainly cherish and treasure your prayers and your participation in our online community. So let's lift up all that God has given us, giving thanks and dedicating these gifts to God. Lord God, we thank you. We rejoice in every positive moment we have in our lives today. We give you thanks that even in the midst of a pandemic, even in the midst of trouble, you are still providing us with opportunities to hear your word spoken and sung to us and for us. We give you thanks that we have opportunities to bless others in your name by what we say, by what we do, by what we have to give, both of our material goods and of the talents and the gifts that you've given us. So God, may we continue to rejoice. May we continue to give thanks. May we continue to pay forward what you have given us so that our families, our friends, our neighborhoods, indeed the whole world might be blessed in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayer. Amen.
Yeah.
David.Boer@fpcfairbanks.com. But no matter what, we ask that you would continue to pray with us and for us all week long. So let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day. We ask that you would continue to bless and protect everyone on the front lines of this strange time that we live in. We pray for hospital workers, nurses, doctors, lab technicians, truck drivers, grocery store operators and employees. God, we lift them all up. We ask that you would be keeping them healthy and safe. We give you thanks for all the ways that they are keeping us healthy and safe and well fed. God, we ask that you would continue to be with us, that your spirit would be in us and upon us and stirred up within us, that we may continue to proclaim your word, that we could point others to your gospel hope and truth. And God, this time can be discouraging. This time can be very heavy. And we ask that you would bring your Holy Spirit, especially to those minds and hearts that are feeling put down, that are feeling downtrodden, that are feeling overwhelmed and discouraged right now, God. We pray for that resurrection spirit of Jesus Christ on Easter to penetrate those dark places in our own hearts and minds and in the world around us, that all might come to fully experience your love and your light, Lord Jesus. And God, we continue to pray for all those who are sick, who are undergoing treatment for cancer or other serious conditions, God. Keep them healthy, keep them safe, remind them of your presence and your comfort, Lord Jesus. And we lift up all those prayers now that I'm not able to say out loud, but maybe you can say them out loud in our own homes, God. Let's share those prayers now together. And so, trusting that you are indeed with us by your word and by your presence, Lord, we pray that prayer Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your time in the worship service, set aside especially for you. So if you're in sixth grade or you're younger than that, fifth graders and fourth graders and third graders, come on, this is your time. I was wondering, do you ever get any mail? I mean, you know, like from the mailman or maybe even some email? Well, I know that you did. You may not even know it, but you got a letter. In fact, it's a bunch of letters from God. That's right. God has sent you some amazing letters. They're in the Bible. In fact, this is the whole Bible is a bunch of letters, 66 letters to you. Now, it would be a shame if you got a letter and you didn't read it. So I'm going to encourage you during this time of the coronavirus to maybe spend a little time reading some of God's letters. Now, when I get a letter, and I recommend that for my children too, the good thing is to write back. You know, write another letter to the person who sent you a letter. And in fact, I have some letters that children like you wrote to God. These are some pretty amazing letters. Listen, here's one from Lucy. Lucy writes, "Dear God, are you really invisible or is that just a trick?" Lucy. You know, Lucy has a good point. You know, when Jesus rose from the dead, there are some people who said, "I can't see him, so I don't think he exists." But you know what? I can't see you right now, but I know you exist. Here's another letter. This one's from Lois. Here's Lois. "Dear God, I like the Lord's Prayer best of all. Did you have to write it a lot, or did you get it right the first time? I have to write everything I ever write over and over again." Lois. I know. I don't think God had to write it over again. In fact, I'm sure everything God did, he got right the first time. Oh, here's a good letter from Lewis. This is Lewis. He writes, "Dear God, I wrote you before. Do you remember? Well, I did what I promised, but you did not send me the horse yet. What about it?" Lewis. I think God has an answer for Lewis. I don't know what it is, but I bet it's a good one, at least as good as a horse. Oh, here's a great one from Joyce. "Dear God, thank you for the baby brother, but what I prayed for was a puppy. Joyce." Yes, we don't always get what we ask for, but we always get what God wants for us, and that's so much better. Well, those are some letters that children like you wrote to God, and I would encourage you this week to maybe write some letters to God. You know, telling God what's on your mind or how you feel about not having to go to school or having to stay at home, or, you know, just tell him what you're thinking about, because God's really interested. So read God's letters and you might write God a letter. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for writing us letters that tell us what you want us to do and tell us all about you and how much you love us. And we ask, oh Lord, that when you get our letters, that you will answer them according to your good will. And we pray this in your name. Amen. All right, let's continue worshiping.